You are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. The name of this show is Fast and Loose. My name is Nate. And this is playing in the background, but it's not. It's like, I'll just make sure that that's, like, there. And that's okay. Hey, shout out to everybody who made it out there this morning. It was one of those days, snowed a lot yesterday, and then the snow froze. Or that's, well, it melted. A lot of it melted, and now it froze, and it's ice city out there. And even for the vaunted efforts by large institutions, there are still a lot of ice patches out there. So just, you know, watch out. I ate it on my driveway. Not a vaunted effort by a vaunted institution. Just like, you know, an overconfidence in ice melt, I would say, is what happened there. I'm going to do a special shout out to Thomas and Phil. My two great friends who we went skiing all weekend at Sunday River. It was awesome. Maine. What a fun state. And what a state that's like, truly, you know, there's like New England and then there's like Maine. And Maine's like its own thing and that's okay. And it's okay to like not be, it's like okay to not be a part of it. I got some pop psychology for you guys today. I read an article in the New Yorker about fawning. Which is also, like, I guess has had other iterations in the, like, public domain as people-pleasing or, like, pick-me syndrome. And people say fawning now. Took a while reading the article to really figure out what it meant. But once I did, I was like, oh, yeah, this is a phenomenon. One which I am a part, and also one which I navigate. Interesting. I'm also going to say this. Nev, unfortunately, is at a doctor's appointment. Well, fortunately, I mean, get the help you need. But, like, will not be here, and that would be an excellent topic to discuss. Because we do talk about, like, that idea, like you being someone who, like, wants you to pick, the pick-me person. And just, I think, too, both of us are kind of people-pleasers to some extent or another. And certainly, too, to my detriment to anybody who's ever asked me how far anything is away from anybody. Just don't want you to feel bad. So I always lie and say it's closer than we think. That happens a lot when you're skiing because you're like, no, no, we'll just go over here to this one. Or, oh, we've definitely got time for, like, this run and then this other one or whatever. And then you're just wrong. You're just straight up wrong. Anyway. It's been a great time. And it's going to be a great semester. This is the first regular week of Tufts. I know Leslie has still got a little bit of time. I think they start next week. But for the most part, I would say we're kind of back. I hope everyone had a great long weekend and paid their respects to MLK. And yeah, as we said last time, specifically to Bex, if you want to call in, call me. My number is 412. Well, I'm not going to do it. Man, I wish. Oh, also special congratulations to the University of Indiana's football team who won a national championship out of straight up friggin' nowhere. And really dominating, and a special shout-out to my favorite current Yinzer, Chuck Signetti, who's like a curmudgeonly accountant who led that team to victory. And really, really just even keel the whole way, which I really respect. Maybe that's like a New Year's resolution, even keeledness. All right, I got some music, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk about this fawning thing.
I'm a seasick sailor on a ship of noise. I got my maps all backwards and my instincts poisoned. And a truth blown gutter full of wasted years. Like blown out speakers ringing my ears. Always nausea, oh nausea.
up a flower doggerel. The battery's burst and I'm out in the city. And the typical noise in the sun, tan lips and the filigree of energy. What you want, what you need. Oh, I'm down on my knees in a pocket full of widows. You can do it down here, but you never did there. You feel untethered from the broken veneer. Don't tell nobody I'm here. Don't tell nobody.
Gotta let me know.
Yes, yeah, so that last song, Gamma Ray by Beck. I don't know what that was. Okay, we played Nausea by Beck, Seventh Heaven by Beck, and then My Intention was to play Gamma Ray by Beck. And for some reason, it's just like labeled wrong. I was spinning from Rivendell on those particular ones. And yeah, someone left that little artifact in there where it's just like labeled. It's just it's not the same wrong. I like that song. Let It Roll, no idea, not really any idea even how to find that song, but you know what, I was thinking, and this might be, you know, this is like, just take city here, in this world of like, you choose everything, and like everything is so curated because like, you believe that you could arbitrate your own personal experience to anything, it's not true, and that these little moments of like, discovery and whim are actually what make things important, but like we reject those because a bad experience is possible when you take the road less traveled. In this case, we just have Gamma Ray. I guess it's the promo CD single, which I thought was fine to play because, like, you know, we get singles all the time here at the radio station. But no, it's not, and it wasn't. It was something else, and that's great. And not only was it something else, it was like, this is something way different. That was a U-turn. But that's great. And also, it kind of brought to mind, too, like, a real way, like, a real, like, sort of megalomania move would be, like, replacing played-out songs with, like, other songs to be, like, anytime someone tries to play something from Rivendell that's, like, too, I don't know, this is college radio, so, like, too popular. I don't know. I'm thinking of something like Bohemian Rhapsody, and you just, like, replace that with, like, a deep cut, I don't know, like, Guar song. Anyway. Of all things, I did listen to some Guar over the weekend with my two skiing friends, and it was really funny because between the three of us, we listened to a ton of music, and that we all ended up being like, you know, we're going to listen to this Guar cover of Pink Pony Club, and that's what we're going to do while we play, like, you know, some games at night between sessions. All right, let's talk about fawning. Okay. Fawning is this like psychological, I don't know, it's like a thing people do. You're like overly pleasing of people and you really need people to like you, and it's this psychological, well, I mean, again, not a doctor here, I just read, it's the psychological response to, like, sort of, you know, feeling like if you're not always on, you'll get rejected, or you kind of have to, like, make people happy or else they will, like, leave you. And so it can manifest not only on the one side of, like, being sort of overly generous or overly giving or overly caring. It can also be on the other side where you kind of shut down a little bit and you just prevent people from getting close to you or whatever, because you're just afraid that if they get too close to you, then they will reject you and that'll feel even worse. The interesting thing, and this is why I love to read articles that are a little bit longer than just, like, a TikTok post, is that either way, you're kind of denying agency to somebody to make choices for themselves. And that, like, being generous surely can be a mechanism of, like, guilt or mechanism of sort of manipulation to other people to like you. But also, it can be, being generous, you can just do that. And it can just be, like, you can do things for, like, sort of multivalent reasons. And it ended with this quote by Iris Murdoch in an article that I am going to go back and read at some point in my life. It said, love is a concept for individuals, because as soon as you start understanding what love is, your interconnectedness all becomes a real thing that is not something that is apart from you, a real thing that is not apart from you. Love is a concept for individuals. So when an individual talks about love, you're standing at a distance with which that you couldn't even understand it. And then once you start experiencing love through relationship, you know, whatever, that then becomes something that you can't hold on to, that's real and it's outside of yourself. Because again, too, like, if the response to overly fawning is to then come back and to say, all right, I'm just going to choose myself, as the saying goes, or I'm going to, like, be a little bit more self-centered, you know, like, create boundaries, be less compassionate, all that kind of stuff. Certainly good things, nonetheless. But, like, working back from that truly is, like, a way of isolation that doesn't necessarily lead to a more abundant life anyway. You know, there is a reason to have compassion. And truly, and I do believe this, is that having complex relationships work on those multiple levels, right? I clean up the kitchen every night, right? I clean up the kitchen because it's, like, that's what I do while my wife gets the kids, like, set for bed and reads them stories. Part of it's, like, I like a clean kitchen, okay? And it's, like, all right, I want to get this out of the way so I can spend the rest of the night, you know, with my feet up. I do it to make my wife happy, because I know that she likes a clean kitchen too. There is a little bit of, like, oh wow, if this kitchen is clean, right? Like, we can, like, just kind of hang out, and nothing is hanging over us. Or, like, hey, if you've had a particularly bad day, maybe seeing that the kitchen is clean will make you happy. That's, like, you know, if you like look at that on the surface level, that's a little socially manipulative of, like, I want you to be happy, so I'm doing this thing for you. But it works on every single one of those levels. It's not just, hey, this is my job, or hey, I like it, or hey, you like it, and so I'm just doing it. It's all of those things. And determining the agency, like, my sole agency in any of that, is really hard, is really complex, and is almost, I would say, not worth doing. Because again, like, between me and my wife and, like, who is sort of driving the situation, it's almost impossible to know. All I know is that the kitchen's clean and that we're all better for it, regardless of kind of where that all comes from. So anyway, even making that assessment is, like, making it me-centered. Like, my assessment of good is, like, the truth. Anyway, see, you can see it, like, gets really, really hard and really, really difficult to kind of continue down that path. But I did like the article because it is, like, I think to some extent, you know, there is a lot of fawning and posturing and whatever in just your job or in your life or in your relationships that are just, like, I want you to like me. And some of that is a self-defense mechanism to be like, well, I don't want you to reject me, right? And it can be positive, it can be negative, but it's very difficult. I also, too, and this is admittedly as somebody who does go to therapy, there was, like, somebody who was outside of, like, a convention of psychiatrists or psychologists, and they were just like, how many of your patients have you cured? And they were all just like, none. Which is, again, like, it's tough. It's just tough out there to kind of get in there. And it's like, maybe the work is the cure. You know, like just like the contemplation is the cure into a lot of these things. So anyway, a great time to be had by all here at Fast and Loose. I'll cut back in. And hey, maybe some of the songs I play are going to be like completely correct. Like hopefully maybe this one.
Utopia. Utopia.
Hey, I got a, this right at this moment. Bam. Space heater safety tips. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in your area, in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. That's a lot of words before the period. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Don't let it go when you're sleeping. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms, or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire and safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That's big. We got some cold weather coming up here. We're talking those days where it like doesn't exit the single digits. That's the best, you know? Everyone agrees that those are the best days. I don't have to tell you. But just make sure if you're using a supplemental safety eater, which are important. But as a former volunteer process firefighter, I can tell you, not many plant fires are started by space heaters, but many residential fires are started by space heaters. And I saw friggin' like 3 fire engines go by on my way in here, walking across Boston Ave. So I hope wherever they were headed that situation is under control. I don't know. I played a couple fun songs there. Purity Ring, Crawlers Out, Utopia by Goldfrapp, and Knife Going In. If you weren't like in your early 20s in the early 2010s, give me your opinion about Purity Ring. Because that's like the nostalgia factor way high. But also, I just think that that's really fun music. And like, especially sort of when all of us were like, you know, I don't like dubstep. I like the idea. I like that dubstep is happening. But I'm not like here like, hey, you just gotta, let's get that going here. Let's turn on the dubstep. I'm not doing that. And I never did. Unless it was for sort of like emphatic reasoning. To emphasize the story I was telling. No, it's usually like, it was like, no, this is a way to sort of enjoy what's happening here. Like this music modulation. I actually even just looked up the term, but it's like, there's a term, I forgot what it's called. Anyway, it's when the rhythm of one track affects the volume of another. So it's like, woo, woo, woo. Like you have sort of like an underlying, maybe like bass track or like a drum track. And that's affecting the like overall sort of like synth tracks volume. It's coming like in and out on beat. Very cool. And it's something that was very like 2010s. That happens a lot. It happened in that Stroke song that I played earlier, which is Partners in Crime. It happens there with like the how when the guitar comes in, it kind of comes and it's emphasized by the drum beat. Anyway, it's Monday the 19th to those who... Oh, no, it's Tuesday the 20th to whom it may concern. And also, I should, like, put my Christmas card in here somewhere. That's it. Other housekeeping. I do think that we've got some... we've got, like, our DJ meeting for the year. We've got maybe potentially some changes to the schedule. I am always going to be here at 9 a.m. That's the promise I make to you. And I'll always be playing some strange stuff. And Nev will be here kind of sometimes. That's, I can promise you that Nev will be here sometimes. And I'm just going to get back to the music. I have one more story to tell you. But I'm going to wait for the other set here. We'll be right back.
how many minutes?
Very few.
Did you offer me a kiss?
Why?
Such a foolish reason, I'm afraid. I just wanted to kiss you.
Hello. Whoa. Whoa. I got this turned up a lot. You're listening to Fast and Loose. I'm just going to tell you, these... Okay. Played Heartbeats by the Knife, which is a band I think I've listened to a lot. This is in the background. And just never really... I think it's been in the form of, like, autoplay. I think the powers that be really want me to like the Knife, which I do. But I played that song thinking it was like, oh, this is like a song. And then it was like, oh, I've heard the song 1,000 times. I've probably also played it on the show maybe a number of times anyway. So anyway, Lovers Rock by TV Girl. And then I played Your Woman by Whitetown right after that. So TV Girl is great. And I think I just missed it because I thought maybe that was a more modern band. It's a 2010s band. And Your Woman, a song from 1997, which I'm almost positive I heard the day that that song released on the radio, I was listening to the New Q in Hoover, Alabama, and that song woke me up one day, and I thought it was awesome. But I also think it was awesome because obviously it's like, dun, 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 dun. It's like the Star Wars Darth Vader theme. So I don't know. For some reason, I was like, well, music is really... like blending in my head. And also to those of you who don't have the wonderful option of going onto the internet, onto WMFO.org and seeing everything that I've ever played on this show for its almost 10-year history. On the radio, back in those days, if like a song played and you missed it, you just friggin' missed it. And I think that was one of those songs where they played it, it didn't get a ton of airplay after that, and it just sort of lived in my mind until I heard it later and I tracked it down. It was on my mind this morning, and it is, anyway, I played it next to it, because also, too, it's about almost a minute longer than the TV Girl song, and I think there's a lot of similarities between those two songs, and I do think, like, especially when that, in Your Woman, where there's, like, bow, 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 like, there's a hook in the middle of it, I do think that was, like, a 90s choice, and how you can always tell the difference between those two songs, or not those two songs, those two eras, is that there's always, like, that choice of, like, in the 90s, it's like, well, this is our chance. We're putting everything in here. The extreme version of that is the New Radicals, You Get What You Give, where they're like, every single thing that could be in a song, it's in this song. And this is also going to be basically the only song that we're known for. We're assuming that we don't have, that you're not going to want to hear, like, our catalog. So that's a lot of fun. What else? Did you watch the playoffs? I watched the Pats game in an après ski situation at Sunday River, and it was pretty fun. I guess in Maine there's this like mug club thing where if you're a regular at certain establishments, you just have a mug, and then that's like, and you get there and you're like, that's mine, and they all sit on the shelf, and I think there's like a discount involved, but that's got to be a call in if you're from somewhere else. And you also have mug clubs, but I'm like, what's going on with all these mugs? And they're like, they're not for you. Like the guy literally just said that, like knowing that I'm from out of town, knowing that this was the first and potentially last time I'd ever be there. Not the last. I like Sunday. It was great. I'd go back. And just being like, this is for us. This is the thing for us. We got to have something for you. Like, and then also many times being on a lift and like talking to somebody and being like, oh yeah, you guys come up here a lot. And it's like every weekend. And it's like, yeah, it's pretty crowded. Yeah, it's a holiday weekend. But the mass holes go home usually early and we can get some runs in, you know? And I'm like, who do you think I ain't? Like, do I come across as a Mainer? No. I'm like the exact definition of somebody who like drove up here for the long weekend. But maybe they knew that and they were like just sort of signaling like, you know what? You know what would be better? If you guys weren't here. Which is why I fawn over people all the time. You know, there it is. Full circle. And I was like, hey, you know, please like me. And I like pulled the granola bar out of my pocket. And I was like, here, you want this? I'm not going to eat this even though I am. Anyway, I think I have time. I think I'm going to play one more. And I think it's going to be this one, but I might just be saying goodbye to you. It's been a great time. Nev says that she really could wish she could be here. Also, if you called me, I did sort of threaten to be like, if you call me and it's my phone and I don't have your number, or you don't think I have your number, leave a message. Because as you know, I've been getting the calls, the spam calls, literally nonstop. Just nonstop. And they're from, it's really funny because they're from all the places I've lived in this country. And then now it's, maybe I've lived here long enough, I'm getting the Boston ones. And so anyway, if you called me, just leave a message. Or just be like, this is blank and I called you, and that's great. That's enough. Or send me a text, you know? Anyway, this has been Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, Tough Freeform Radio. I'm going to play one more song, and I'm going to get out of here. And actually, as a matter of fact, I'm going to try to play it on Rivendell, because I know it is on there. Let's see here. This is great. This is also too when I betrayed the fact that I probably am not the greatest at nope, not happening on. Not gosh, I'm out here nailing it, you guys. This is the way you end a show. It's just you listening to me search for a song, and now I'm doing this. I'm just going through everything. And, okay. All right. Okay. Let's just do this. I can't do it, so I'm just going to do this. And, okay. All right. I'm just going to play this. This is it. This is the last song. TK is here, so Music About Otherwise Misses is coming up next, and that song is far more well produced than this one. Especially like, oh, I have the final song queued up and I'm ready to roll. Okay, great. Alright. See you later.
Turn the music up, I got my records on. I shut the world outside until the lights come on. Maybe the streets are light, maybe the trees are gone. I feel my heart stop beating to my favorite song. Drop.